Chapter 1. It was after 2 in the morning before Eve McKay stepped into her bedroom and closed the door behind her quietly. Staring around the small suite, it was damned hard to believe how her life had changed in 5 short years. From destitution to security. From paralyzing fear of what the future would bring to looking forward to each day as it arrived. From losing the meager roof over their heads to partial ownership in the business her mother now owned. Luckily, her room was on the more private side of the large house her mother had turned into McKay's Bed and Breakfast Inn. The 2-story sprawling farmhouse had been completely renovated and redecorated with the private residence on the 2nd floor, the 8 guest suites, large chef's kitchen, and open television and game room on the main floor. A wide porch wrapped around the house, allowing guests easy access to the balcony doors into their rooms when the main entrance was locked after midnight. Eve had taken the smallest guest room at the back of the house for herself, rather than one of the bedrooms in the upstairs residence as her sisters had done. She'd needed the privacy, whereas her sisters had still needed the closeness the upstairs rooms provided to their mother. Now she was thankful for it. Arriving home after 2 in the morning and going through the main residence would be guaranteed to alert her mother and her mother's lover that she'd arrived home. Living upstairs would have enabled her mother to keep tabs on her, too, and as much as she loved her mother, she had no wish for that. Opening her eyes and drawing in a deep breath, Eve reached back and rubbed the tense muscles of her neck before moving to the bathroom and a hot shower. Releasing the heavy weight of her long, straight black hair and massaging at the scalp with her fingertips, she wondered why she had gotten none of the curls that her younger sisters had in abundance. Zoe's hair fell to her waist in soft, corkscrew curls that Eve used to threaten to cut off out of pure jealousy. No matter how hard she'd tried, Eve had rarely been able to get her hair to take curl for more than a few hours. A few days at the most, only after a trip to the salon when she had a chemical wave put in it. It hadn't been worth it. She'd learned to live without the curl her other sisters had in varying amounts. Piper's hair was wavy. It fell to her shoulders, thick and heavy as it framed her aristocratic features and gave her exotic sea-green eyes a lush shimmer. Lyrica kept her hair to a length that fell just below her shoulder blades. The deeper waves in her hair bounced and gleamed with a blue-black sheen that went perfectly with her summer green gaze. Zoe's hair fell below her waist, clear to her hips in those long corkscrew curls that were impossibly soft and silky and made other women want to kill for them. Her hair was just as exotic as her eyes, which were the same celadon as their brother dogs, that pale, ethereal color that always drew second and third looks. Eve's hair was more like Natchez, straight and thick. It was impossible for her to do much in the way of styling it. She pinned it up, put it in a ponytail as she had tonight, or just left it long to the middle of her shoulders. Her eyes were the same emerald green as Natchez, but her looks, like her sister's, were closer to dogs. Big, bold, and as familiar in Pulaski County, Kentucky as the mountains themselves, Dog and his cousins, her cousins, Rowdy and Natchez, had been all that had saved her and her family at a time when they'd been certain life as they'd known it was over. It had been, she guessed, but Dog, Rowdy, and Natchez had made it better. They'd taken her, her sisters, and her mother under their wings and gave them a life. Her mother was given the house that had once been taken away from Dog by the cousin that had betrayed his country and his family and had nearly killed Dog's wife, Krista. The same cousin Eve had heard agents accusing Natchez of having killed. After Johnny Grace's death, the property had reverted back to Dog and had been sitting empty for nearly 3 years before Eve and her family showed up. He'd had the renovations done under her mother's direction, agreeing to allow her to sign a promissory loan for the amount it had taken to renovate it. Mercedes McKay had then opened the bed and breakfast she'd always dreamed of having. Her